Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined now on Magic by the gorgeous Nikki Sanderson, who's just been announced as the face of this year's 24-hour famine. Tell me a little bit about it, first of all.
Well, I've been asked to be ambassador for World Vision this year and front the 24-hour famine, which is going to be going on from the 9th to the 11th of February. And basically, the aim of the 24-hour famine is to raise as much money through people giving up something that they truly love. I mean, quite a lot of people are going to be giving up food for 24 hours in the sense of, we go hungry for a day so that people in Zambia, where the money's going to be going, don't have to. I mean, obviously, we're not saying for kids to do the food thing, because obviously it's not very advisable for them to give up food for 24 hours, but maybe give up something that they truly will miss, you know, like computer games, TV, mobiles, anything like that. Just to give up something that you truly will miss for 24 hours, and the money that you raise through your sponsorship will go straight over to Zambia, well, one of the poorest areas in Zambia called Kembe, where I was very lucky enough to visit in October. Because basically over there, the Zambian community just really want to survive on their own. They really want to go up and, you know, up and up and up in the community. But unfortunately, they haven't got the resources to be able to do this. So they haven't got the materials they need to grow their own crops, and they haven't got the training that they need to be able to do this. So the money that's raised from the World Vision 24-hour famine will go over there to give them the training and the resources to be able to survive, to become self-sustaining, to be able to have their own food, not only to feed themselves, but also to sell on if they needed the extra money. So it is really important, and hopefully quite a lot of people are going to get involved.
And so much better that they can actually support themselves rather than just giving the money.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, they don't want you to feel sorry for them, but they want help. They just need help, and they don't want to survive just by you know, constant give outs and donations. They want to be able to do it for themselves, but they can't do it because they haven't got the resources. So by doing this and by doing the 24-hour famine, we'll raise enough money to be able to give them the resources and the materials for them to get started, to be able to get going and do their own thing, and be able to have, you know, crops growing in their fields every year, and be able to feed not only themselves but their families, and also the money that they could sell the crops in the market for extra money.
Is it fairly easy for kids to get involved in?
It is. It's very easy. I mean, if people want more information, they can go to the website, which is www.24hourfamine.org.uk. But that's 24 as in 24 in numerals. Or they could text famine to 84118, and then they'll get all the information that they need to be able to get sponsored and get going and give something up that they really, really will miss for the 24 hours.
Now, obviously, you're taking part in the famine. So what's the first thing you're going to go for once you've given up? Well, first of all, what are you giving up?
I'm going to give up food for 24 hours, and also I think I'm going to give my mobile phone up as well.
Oh, no.
No, I know, because it's like an extension of my arm, so it really is important to me to have my mobile with me. So I think I'm going to give that up for 24 hours. But we're not saying 24 hours as in 12 midnight to 12 midnight. You could do it from 8 o'clock at night one night, and then at 9 o'clock the next night, you can have something. You can have your tea. You know, it's that kind of thing. Mm. It's just as long as it's 24 hours and you're giving up something, then that's what we want.
So what will be the first thing you go for? I'm guessing pizza and Diet Coke.
I do like pizza and I do like Diet Coke, but I don't know. I don't know what I would. I don't know what I'd have first, because this is the thing that until you've seen, like when I went and saw it for myself, I would never have even considered this. But by you saying to me, what would you want for the first thing you're eating, is something that we've got a luxury. We can do that. Choose what you want. Mm. They don't. They don't. They regularly don't eat for 24 hours, and it's not that right. Should we have pizza then? It's, you know, it's that thing of, up until going to Zambia, it wouldn't have entered my head to think in those terms. But going out there and meeting the wonderful people I met out there and seeing the devastation, the poverty and the famine that they're in, it really just makes you think about everything that you say.
We must stress, of course, that you do need to be fairly fit and healthy. If you are going to give up food, then it's something that make sure that
that's
you're well.
That's one good thing. World Vision, it's been checked by medical experts, and the medical experts have said that they recommend that if you're under like 12, 13 years old, don't give up food. And like you say, as long as you're fit, healthy, and you know, you've got a balanced diet, and you can like afford to give up food for 24 hours.
Which, of course, is not going to be a problem for somebody who got into the final of a Soccer 6 match.
No, I love Soccer 6. I love football. I'm a big football fan.
Oh, come on, who do you support?
Who do you think? Manchester United.
I don't believe it. Well,
yes,
at least
Manchester
you come
United.
From the area. It makes a change, I suppose.
I know. Well, that's just it. And I was born in Blackpool, so I've got a bit. And one of my friends plays for Blackpool, so I've got a little bit of thing for Blackpool. And also, I live in Bury, so I've got a little bit for Bury, but mainly Man United supporter.
Do you keep yourself fairly fit to go and do those things?
No, actually, the first soccer, after the first soccer, because it's a 2-week thing, you play one and then you play next week as well on a day. The first one, great. Then it kind of went downhill because I was in that much pain for the full week. I didn't realise how hard football is. So I give my respect to all footballers because after playing for one day, I was in tatters. Mm. So it's a very difficult sport.
And you're probably fairly fit as well from working so much at the moment. You seem to be sort of doing loads of different projects. I mean, Strictly Confidential, wasn't there? Yeah. And is it New Street Law?
Yeah.
Is that coming up fairly soon?
I've been fortunate that since leaving Coronation Street, I've worked pretty much constantly, and I've done really, you know, some really good, credible programmes such as Strictly Confidential and New Street Law. And fortunately, I've just got work that's going to keep me busy till June. So it's nice that I can keep going, and I just hope to God, and you know, I really do, that I can keep on working, because it is a difficult industry to keep, you know, keep yourself going. So hopefully, you know, if I can, I will try my best to keep in television.
And just very quickly, any plans to launch this much talked about pop career? Or is that what's keeping you busy till June?
No, it's not, because everyone says all about the singing, but I love singing, I really do, and I love doing it for charity. But as a career, my passion is definitely acting, and I'm going to continue that acting. So many people have speculated for years that I'm going to release a single, but as of yet I've not, and I don't think I'm going to in the near future either.
That's a shame, because you're good.
Well, not pop standard, I'm not. I can string notes together, but that's probably about it.
I saw the stars in her eyes. That was amazing. I mean, it must have been great to do that. Yeah. And it was live as well.
Good fun. Very good fun. I love anything doing like that. It's all a thrill. It's really good fun.
I just very quickly want to clear up a few questions. So just yes or no answers we'll do on these.
Okay.
Firstly, is it true that you were approached for I'm a Celebrity?
Yes.
And why didn't you do it?
I love the show and I love watching it. But as for doing the show... like I say, I'm more of a viewer.
Yeah, you don't want to eat the grubs, do you? I wouldn't. No. I could never do it. I see you more as a dancing girl.
I like the dancing shows and like the ice skating and all that.
Is it true you don't like your legs?
No, I wish I was... I don't know. I think you get what you're given.
I also want to know, do you drive everywhere with a stuffed cow called Moo Moo?
No, my goddaughter is my goddaughter is called Millie, and her nickname is Moo Moo.
Ah.
But no, she's not a stuffed cow, not that I've noticed.
See, it's amazing.
And she doesn't drive around with me everywhere.
Absolutely amazing what you can read on the internet then.
No, I don't drive around with a stuffed cow called Moo Moo. My goddaughter's nickname's Moo Moo.
I'm kind of disappointed at that. I wanted that one to be true.
For you, I'll say I do.
Listen, good luck with the famine.
Thank you.
Just remind us, of course, where you can get involved with this.
Go on to the website, which is www.24hourfamine.org.uk. It's 24 in the numerals 24, or text famine to 84118.
Nikki, delight to meet you.
Thank you very much for having me.